As a war in Iraq is debated, old friendships among nations are feeling the strain. As part of Morning Edition's ongoing series of commentaries on a possible war in Iraq, Firouzeh Dumas says friendships among individuals are being tested too.
I never thought I would live to see the day when I, an Iranian immigrant, would be more popular than my husband, who is French. Like Halley's Comet, this must be a phenomenon that occurs just once every 70 years. I met my husband Francois in college and immediately realized how unfair my life had been. With a maiden name like Firouzeh Jazoiri, I had to answer a lot of questions about revolutions. I hated it. I would have much preferred talking about sushi or Gabriel Garcia Marquez. But my obviously Middle Eastern name seemed to remind people of blindfolded Americans kidnapped from the U.S. Embassy. My husband, on the other hand, has been way too popular for no good reason. At social events, people just like him because he's French. And every American seems to have a fond French memory, a Bordeaux they once drank, a painting they studied in college, or worse yet, a vacation in a cobblestone village that still evokes a sigh and a gush. For those few Americans without their own French memory, there's always Hollywood. Thanks to movies, we all know that France is a country teeming with sensitive, romantic artists, a land where people break out in song for no reason. For us Iranians, Hollywood made Not Without My Daughter, the Sally Fields movie that showed we don't just kidnap strangers from the U.S. Embassy, we go after our own children too. But now, in some corners of the U.S., the French are as popular as overripe brie. France has refused to take United States' side on the impending war in Iraq, and some Americans view the French as ungrateful. Just as many people seem to hold me personally responsible for the actions of Ayatollah Khomeini, many Americans are expressing their discontent with the first Frenchman they encounter. Former New York Mayor Ed Koch told the New York Daily News, "Americans are now standing up and giving the French a Bronx cheer. I encourage everybody in America, do not go to France." Even a website that sells French cheese reports its sales are down substantially. With my vast expertise in being hated for no good reason, I have a plan. We, the citizens of the world, who far outnumber its leaders, should band together and refuse to allow history to repeat itself. When has hatred of ordinary citizens led to anything good? Let's not fall into that trap again. I say we all order some French cheese, buy some Persian pastries, and who knows, we might just break out in song together.
Comments of Firouzeh Dumas, author of the forthcoming book Funny in Farsi, a memoir growing up Iranian in America.